John, I had a client talk to me the other day about a process they referred to as upcycling. So I thought, well, what does that mean to us? Is that sort of like what we do in the industry?
I got a sneaky suspicion it is.
Yes. Anyway, so I looked up upcycling, and it's the act of taking something no longer in use and giving it a second life and a new function. In doing so, the finished product often becomes more practical, valuable, and beautiful than it was previously. Well, doesn't that sound like what we do all the time?
And you call
when
it?
When we repurpose.
Repurpose.
Repurpose jewelry. Some people call it scrap. That is the process of taking something back to its original elements and then recycling the component parts. We do a lot of upcycling in the jewelry business.
Absolutely. I did a really nice big oval sapphire. It was all nicked up. It was in a very, very old piece in white gold. And I was going to remake it into a platinum ring for this woman. And I said, well, first, this is a very nice sapphire, but it's really been beat up. So we should get the top of the stone recut, and we'll lose very, very little weight because they're real good at this. And it came out beautiful. Did it show well? Oh, it was great. And then we made a platinum ring. And the leftover gold ring I got, it was still really, you know, it's still a good ring. And it had a good look to it, which is really dated. She goes, well, I still really like this. I go, well, let's just put another colored stone in there that's not so expensive as a sapphire. And then you can still wear it.
Right. Because sometimes when we repurpose a stone, it's either, well, it can be abrasion across the top. It can be chipped. We always repolish those stones.
Oh, yeah.
And even the ones that I've seen literally broken in half, like an opal, we'll repolish it and reuse it.
Yeah, make two half
moons. We never lose anything. Yes. No, we never. That's the whole point of the jewelry business.
Right.
We use everything. We have been upcycling since we started making jewelry and started finding stones. Because obviously with wear comes some damage to the stones. You know, diamonds get chipped around the edges. And we repolish and refinish everything that we can within the industry to make new pieces, reuse old pieces, make new designs. And sometimes, like the woman that you had that really likes the ring that she had the sapphire in before, sometimes we can put something less expensive back in and preserve the original setting.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you had the sapphire repolished, did you go ahead and get a laboratory report done on the stone?
Yes, we did. I says it's a really good time to send it off so you have a report on it. And then she was amazed at how much her stone was really worth. And the report doesn't say anything about what it's worth, but it got appraised afterwards, and she goes, oh my God.
Right. Many of these stones that I see that have had generations of wear on them also don't have laboratory reports. And I've had instances too, once those stones have been repolished and the color is so fabulous, which sometimes you can't even tell they're so beat up, then you send them for these laboratory reports to get a country of origin and treatment, if any, and find the stones have just escalated in value.
Exactly.
Let's wrap it up today on the upcycling question and be absolutely certain that all our listeners understand that upcycling is something the industry has done
forever, for
centuries, and that will continue to be done with all jewelry,
stones.
Gold, silver, platinum, everything is recycled, repurposed, and reused.
I think it's probably one industry that I know of that has really paid attention to using everything.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Virginia, bye for now.
Bye, John.